Hi, I'm Bill Woodard, and welcome to the Chamber Corner. We're at the Spot in Carthage, Tennessee, and it is the month of March. Well, we're still here at the Spot, and we're really glad. We appreciate Sister Barbara letting us use her facility here. We're actually in the music room. If you guys noticed that, there's a lot of instruments sitting around. Anyway, we've got a segment here, and it's going to be about River City Ball. But first, I'm going to get these guys to introduce themselves. So, Virginia, start with you and then go to John.
Sure. I'm Virginia Alexander. I'm chairwoman of the River City Ball Committee.
I'm Johnny Ray Brown, director of the Smith County Mentorship Program.
Okay, and Virginia is here to tell us a little bit about River City Ball. And if you've never been, you need to get tickets and go. But I'm going to kind of not steal her thunder. But first off, we're going to start out with this. River City Ball is what?
It is a black tie fundraising dinner and auction that we have every year. This is our eighth year. The first three events we had were on the square in Carthage, and then we moved out to Cadiza Farms in 2022. So this is our, like I said, eighth year. We choose a theme each year to kind of help with the design and the aesthetic for the event, and then we choose a different beneficiary each year as well.
Okay, well, like you said, you were on the square and then you moved to Cadiza Farms. I think since you actually made the move, you've actually had an increase in attendance and
yes, and
it's gotten bigger, right?
It has. We just have more space. We can only fit 300 people on the square, and that was really pushing it to have, you know, enough space to put 300 people and then enough room for them to actually still be able to hear from the events that were going on the stage. And so now at Cadiza Farms, we have a lot more room to spread out and we don't have to worry about weather delays. So that's been great.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That building is beautiful. And I know it's hard to believe that it's actually a warehouse, mm-hmm. but when you guys get through decorating it, it does not look like a warehouse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. George McDonald, the owner of the farm, will often send us pictures of them washing watermelons or creating strawberries out of that same facility. And it's pretty crazy to know that we go in for a week and a half in May and it looks completely different.
Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful affair. And you usually are theme-based. So, what's this year's theme?
This year's theme is La Dolce Vita. It is a night under the Tuscan stars. So we're going for like a full Italian theme. Our menu is going to be Italian. Our drinks are Italian. The decor is going to be Italian. So it's all very like sunset colors and warmth and just twinkle lights, that kind of thing. So,
boy, that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I know. Okay, now tickets are available where?
On our website, therivercityball.org.
Okay, and if you usually you sell out pretty quick, so it'd probably be a good idea if you're thinking about going to go ahead and mm-hmm. get those tickets.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who've already committed to purchasing tables, and so we do have a limited number of tickets available.
Okay, and River City Ball was an idea that transpired many years ago, and the main purpose of it is to raise money, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a fundraising dinner solely to raise money for a new organization each year. So we do an application process in the fall of every year for nonprofits or other organizations to apply. And then we do an interview process for that. We usually have anywhere from 9 to 11 organizations. It's our hardest meeting of the year because we realize there's so much need here in Smith County. And we want to do something for everyone. And we have been trying to do smaller things for the organizations that we can't do a full benefit for. So things like we went and served at the daddy-daughter dance, and we've done some things for Habitat for Humanity, that kind of thing, to volunteer our time. But we do choose the beneficiary for the main event. Last year was the Smith County Rescue Squad. We were able to raise $40,000 for them. And we did a subcategory with our golden ticket sales that raised $4,500 for Justified, which is a riding club, and they donate to all kinds of organizations. So they've been able able to spread that money a lot further. But yes, it is solely for fundraising. It's a great fun night. You know, everybody gets dressed up and we have dinner and we have drinks. And we have an auction. We have a dance. And so a lot of people call it adult prom for Smith County. And it kind of is, but it's fun and it has a greater purpose behind it. And so we have a great committee that's been working on it this year and in the years past.
Okay. And I'm going to hit you with something that you may not be able to answer this question, but do you have any a vague figure of how much money you've raised in the last 8 years and given to the charities?
Yes, I think we have hit over $150,000 from inception. So as of last year, with last year being such a big event for us.
Yeah. Well, I know that you have blessed a lot of organizations with that. And the, well, the concept behind it, the chamber, our part, we house Smith County Living. And, of course, Smith County Living is the vehicle that River City Ball uses for their 501c3 status. So if you do buy a ticket, it is actually tax deductible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no tax applied to it at all. So
that's another wonderful thing about it. Now, this year, who are the beneficiaries? Maybe you want to let
them
know.
So this year we've chosen Smith County Youth Mentorship, which is Mr. Johnny Ray Brown next to me. So I'll let him talk a little bit more about it. And then our golden ticket sales will go to the Imagination Library, which Bill will be able to speak about. So tell him what you guys are doing, what you have plans for, and everything.
Well, first off, we're honored for being chosen. Thank you. The last year, we've impacted over 100 students in Smith County. We've taken 11 students off of the dropout rolls that normally would have went right to dropout, affected funding for the school system directly. We were able to capture them out of dropout and help them get on status to graduate and get their high set and move forward in life. The basis of the work we've been doing is we've got 6 goals that we outlined to help kids stay on track to graduate without an addiction, with a plan for their future, with a full-time job, a driver's license, and a good view and outlook of what healthy relationships look like. Doing this work, we're primarily justice involved. So a lot of our kids come to us through a court order or a district attorney referral. We also get referrals from the school system. We're active in there with administrators and guidance counselors able to step in and help out when a family is in need. We kind of run on stealth mode. Not a lot of people know we exist. So some of you, this may be the very first time you've heard about us. We work primarily side by side with families in the trenches. So you've not probably heard about us a lot unless you've interacted with us. But there's a lot of work that we are doing and have done in this county and planning to do. The funding that we currently have is under a grant, and it's limited in what you can spend that on. So when we get ready to help a kid graduate and we have to buy materials or go get them or help them out with job interviews, there's a lot of fees that come up and pop up that just donations from the community is the only thing that can cover those because grant money is so regulated. But we've got a lot of plans for expansion and a lot of things that we're doing, and we're looking forward to. We're still meeting and planning on how we're going to spend the funds because we don't know exactly what's coming in from the River City Ball, but we appreciate y'all's support.
Awesome. Okay. And then Imagination Library, right?
Yes. So the Imagination Library, we've last couple of years, we have chosen a secondary organization to donate a smaller amount to. So we use the funds from our golden ticket to donate to that smaller organization last year. Like I said, it was justified. And that golden ticket gives you a chance to choose any of the auction items. So it's mostly, you know, people that are actually showing up and have a ticket to the event. They also have a golden ticket and they will get the chance to choose any one of our auction items before the auction starts. So it's kind of a fun way to play a game. And so this year we've chosen the Imagination Library.
And Imagination Library, many of you have heard of it as the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And there are actually 3 different organizations that run that. First off, the organization that does all the logistics and makes sure the books are mailed and takes care of a lot of the things as far as choosing the books and getting them ready to mail is Dolly Parton's organization. And Ms. Dolly Parton started this out in Sevier County with Sevier County, and it was such a good program that it went to the state of Tennessee. And how it did that, the state of Tennessee, and I forgive me for not knowing which governor it was, but it started many years ago. The governor's Books from Birth Foundation was formed, And what they did is they coupled with the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and they had this organization come forth. And so that's two of the three partners that are in that. The third partner is, of course, a local entity that is formed, and it's Smith County's Imagination Library. What they do is Dolly handles logistics, the governor's books from birth. They handle some logistics, and they also pay half of the monthly bill that is for the books of the kids that sign up for the county. And then the local organization pays the remaining half for those books. Smith County, we have about 700 kids or so thereabouts that take and get books. And it's costing us about $1,000 a month each month for our half. So what happens is, you know, each month we house that at the chamber, the public library here. Miss Betty Fincham is the librarian. She takes care of the signing people up and just letting people know about it. And the chamber, we take care of paying the monthly bill and making sure that the bills get paid. And then, of course, it's a joint fundraising effort with us and everyone else that's involved. So we're spending about $1,000 a month. They did some really killer fundraising back several years ago. And so we actually had a surplus of funds. We're now getting down to the point to where we're getting close and we're needing to do some more fundraising. So that's why we're reaching out to you. And that's why we went to the River City Ball and asked if they would include us in the program that they have. So we're looking forward to getting this money. Rotary has supported this Imagination Library effort for many years, and they gave their donation this year, and that helps us get 2 or 3 months. And so every time that somebody donates for it, it helps us. And if you know anybody that has a small child, you know, you get Dolly Parton's favorite book was, I think it's The Little Train That Could. I forget what the starting book was. But the last book that they get, and I know my little granddaughter, we signed her up for it, and it was Look Out, Kindergarten, Here I Come. And there's a lot of great books in between there. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have here in Smith County, and it's absolutely free to the parents. All you have to do is go to the library or the chamber or somewhere they're having an event and sign up for it. And we want to thank River City Ball for them thinking of us and allowing us to be involved in this.
Yeah, we're very excited. And something that really came out in your interview process was the importance of everybody being able to sign up for this. It's not income-based. It's not a certain demographic. It is everybody is eligible for this. And it encourages the parents to read to their kids. And then it also helps as they go into a school system to assume that they have all been at the same reading level. They've all received these books. They've all potentially read these books. And so it helps the teachers to be able to see how far the kids have come. And so it's kind of a really good way to measure something that you wouldn't think about. And, you know, again, and encouraging the parents to read to their kids, which is a great bonding thing, and then also just great for their education. So it was great that all of that came about in your interview as well.
Yeah, well, and reading is so crucial to foundation, such a foundation for a kid. So that is wonderful. We really appreciate you being here, and I think we should end with contact information.
Sure.
So if you want to do that.
Yeah, we are River City Ball. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Those are our two main social media platforms. And then, of course, our website is therivercityball.org that has more information and the link to our ticket sales. And the event is May 9th this year at Catesa Farms.
It is always good to have UT Extension come by. And Mary, it's always good to have you introduce yourself. Tell them what's going on.
I'm Mary Draper. I'm the Family and Consumer Science Extension Agent and County Director for UT-TSU Extension in Smith County. And I'm really excited because March is Extension Month. So we're celebrating all month long. If you'd like to come by our office, we're located at 67 Cookeville Highway, Suite 102. And enter for a door prize. We'll be y'all can enter all month, and we'll do the drawing at the end of the month. But we also have special things throughout the month, like Pi Day. So our FCE wow. members are coming, and they are always good cooks. They have award-winning qualities from things like the fair, in the cake contests that they do, that they put on at their rally. So we're excited about Pi Day that is going to be on March 13th from 10 to 3. So anybody's welcome to come in and sample their favorite pie and vote for their favorite. We also have Tree Day on March the 20th. And of course, our programming throughout the month. So we have Walk with Ease that's starting next Monday at the Smith County Senior Center. So that's a program that helps individuals walk safely and confidently. We're going to be meeting three times a week for 8 weeks. So you're welcome to come join us for that as well.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, the chocolate extravaganza, I want to go back.
Yes.
That was so good and everything. And I have a suggestion for you.
Oh, yes.
A special purchase for just the chocolate-covered strawberries.
We did have somebody come in and ask for that. There's so many good things, though, in the box. I don't see how. Hopefully, everybody comes home with something that they like. But chocolate-covered strawberries are definitely a staple in my book.
Oh,
as well.
There's no doubt about it. But I will add, I bought four to give away, actually. And they were wonderful. Every time I got to share with somebody and you pick something out, I did not get anything that wasn't good. So, leading up to that, Pi Day, I got to attend that last year. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful.
Yeah, so they're good cooks. And like Bill said, the chocolate extravaganza is a fundraiser for our FCE members to do the good work that they put on the community. But also this year, the proceeds go to 4-H. So that's also an organization that is, of course, close to our hearts because it's in our office, but it's for them to have an official dress. And I know that Rachel and Lexi are really excited about launching that official dress for Extension Month as well.
Okay, well, that is wonderful. And I know FCE does so much more in the county, and of course, that's not just what you do. You got the whole ball of wax now. But is there anything else you want to mention?
Just be sure to come by our office this month. We have lots of good things going on, Walk with Ease. And then we're doing a Babysitting Rocks at the end of the month on March 27th. So that's a day camp for individuals 12 and older, so that are interested in learning how to be a better babysitter. So we'll be learning things about like the Heimlich maneuver, the general first aid. We'll be learning about how to manage the funds that you make and things like that.
Okay, so that is a wonderful program. Is this new? Because I've never heard of it before.
We've done it one other time, so it was a success that time, and we're excited to have it for the second time this March.
Okay, that is a wonderful thing. And then, now I may be off on my timing here, but you also do something with seniors called Tai Chi, right?
We do. We're not doing that right this second, but we do a lot of different programs related to physical activity. So we're doing Walk with Ease at the Senior Center. Sometimes we do cardio drumming. We do Tai Chi, all those different exercise programs. Matter of balance, which is good because as we age, we tend to fall a little bit more. So helping to prevent those falls. If you're interested in any of those programs, you can call our office at 615-735-2900.
Mary, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
We are so happy to have Mr. Will here. Will, tell them who you are and who you're with.
Well, my name is Will Herbert. I am with UTTSU Smith County Extension, and I am the Ag and Natural Resources Agent there.
Okay. Well, and I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but tell us what's happening this month.
Well, we're just finishing up. Actually, tonight we're finishing up our Master Farm Manager course, and I think I may have mentioned that beforehand just as far as estate planning and all that good stuff. So we're finishing that up tonight, and then after that, we're looking into Farmland Legacy, which is also starting tonight. We're combining those two events for the first night, and then Farmland Legacy will go into this Thursday as well. As far as a group, our USIT group, Upper Cumberland Extension Team, we're holding a small ruminant conference at Heiderberg's in Cookeville on Friday, March 13th.
Okay, and for those city folks out there, tell them what a ruminant is.
A ruminant is a sheep or a goat.
All right, so, there you go.
So, yeah, it'll be a good time. We're going to have it's an all-day event. It'll be $20 for the cost of the whole day. We'll get you fed and some good speakers, too. So, it'll
be
a good
time. And you can't buy a good meal for $20, so this is really a bargain.
Yeah, you get the education and the meal. Can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't beat that at all. Mm-mm. All right, anything else going on?
Well, coming down the pipeline, let me think. I've got a Master Backyard Poultry Zoom series. It'll be over Zoom. Still kind of coordinating all the speakers for that. But if you're into backyard poultry and or if that's something that you want to start to get into, I know Chick Chain is coming up as well through 4-H. But if that's something that you're interested in, we can definitely get the information to you as soon as I settle all the information myself. And then I know May 1st we'll have the Smith County Farm Bureau Ag Day. That's going to be coming up. So a lot of good good information there. But also that's the same day as our Upper Cumberland Extension Team Women in Ag Day. And that's going to be held in DeKalb County at a wedding venue out there. So more information to come on all those things as far as speakers and everything goes. But there's a lot coming down UT Extension Pipeline.
Yeah, yeah. You guys always got something going on. And if they want to get in touch with you and find out about what's going on, how do they do that?
Yes, sir. You can call our UTTSU Smith County Extension phone number. It'll be 615-735-2900 and ask to speak to Will, and I'll fill you in on everything you want to know.
Oh, and I also might mention, Will, you have the ability, if somebody has something going on in their garden or in their yard or on their farm, you can find answers for them. And you are really inexpensive when it comes to help like that, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. Completely free for me to come out to a farm visit. As far as a soil test or a hay test, there is some cost, but it's below $20. But we'll get you fixed up with anything that you want to do. If you're wanting to start your garden here in the spring, I know that's coming around the bend. We'll get a soil test for you so we know exactly what's in your soil, the nutrients. So if you're what you're growing, we can make sure it has what it needs.
All right. Well, Will, thank you for coming by.
Yes, sir.
And if you, it's, let's see if I remember the number, 615-735-2900.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Got it down pat.
UT Extension. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. UT Extension has a new addition. So, Lexi, if you would introduce yourself and tell them what aspect you do at UT.
Awesome. Yeah, like you said, my name is Lexi Tipton, and I'm the new 4-H agent in Smith County. So Rachel and I work as a team and tag team all things 4-H within Smith County, but I definitely do lean on the more livestock and agriculture-based side. So I really enjoy livestock shows and anything that really allows our youth to understand agriculture and where our food fiber and fuel comes from.
Okay, and this is a collaboration between UT and TSU, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so did you graduate from TSU or go there?
I did not. I went to MTSU, and I got my bachelor's in animal science as well as my minor in secondary education. So I'm licensed to teach 6th through 12th grade agriculture education, but I am a TSU employee.
Okay, so TSU is actually providing your position in here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's really good. And you said you could team up with Rachel to do 4-H. Do you like divide the schools up or do you do how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we both go to all the schools and we change each month which clubs we're meeting with so that we both see all the children and that it's not just one of us repeatedly each month. But we kind of look at the different project areas and contests that we may have. So, for example, right now I'm working with our livestock judges and meat judges, whereas Rachel is working with our horse judges and we'll start wildlife judging soon. So we kind of look at the contest and maybe choose things based on our interests and skill sets, but then also, you know, try and branch out and kind of do a little bit of everything as well.
Yeah, well, I know, and I don't know if this is part of what you do, but I believe it is. They've done archery in the past, and they've done a lot of really cool things with these kids. And just for those folks that might not know, what grade do you guys usually cover?
Yeah, so 4-H is for 4th grade all the way to 12th grade, so elementary, middle, and high schoolers.
Yeah, and we've had some kids here that have really excelled in that. In fact, some of them in the 12th grade, we've had several award-winning students come out of this group here. So that's proof that you guys must be doing a really good job, and we're really glad to have you on the team.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, our 4-H'ers are definitely good and they're dedicated and they really like to be involved. So
yeah, well, it is a wonderful program and it's been around a long time. Believe it or not, they had 4-H when I was a kid and that's hard to believe, but they did. Well, Lexi, thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say before we head out here?
I guess just that I'm really excited to be in Smith County. I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from Wilson County, so not too far away, but I feel very welcomed by everyone in the community and I look forward to getting to meet more people as I'm here longer.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you. And you just keep working with these guys. Don't tell Will or Rachel but they're all really great people.
Yes, they are. They're awesome.
They truly are. All right. Thanks, Lexi.
Thank you.
As always, it's good to have you with us, Rachel, UT Extension. Tell them who you are. And we always repeat that because somebody out there don't know who you are.
Yes, it's good to be here, Bill. My name is Rachel Petty. I am one of the 4-H agents at the UT TSU Extension Office in Smith County.
Okay, and what programs are you going to talk about? Because we kind of went over a general, overview of it, but you get specific on something that's going on.
Okay, I'm really excited to have Lexi on board, excited that she got to make it out here and talk to you guys out there on the air today. So as far as specifics go in the 4-H program, March is a really busy month. Springtime is a busy time of year for us. We have started our archery group after school. We've got about 30 kids participating in that this year and a great team of volunteer coaches that make that happen. We're doing livestock and meats judging. Miss Lexi is kind of heading that group up. We've also got a great volunteer that helps with that. And then in a couple weeks, we're going to get started with wildlife judging. We also have a volunteer that helps with that. So lots going on, but lots of help. We are so grateful for our volunteers. March is Extension Month. I heard Mary mention that during her segment earlier. So that is a time where we really kind of try to get the word out about Extension. So we're doing that with our 4-H programs. Sometimes we call 4-H kind of the front porch to UT Extension. A lot of people have heard of the 4-H program. They have that connection. You know, we're kind of known as the 4-H office sometimes. So we kind of use 4-H to spread the word about the general mission of Extension and all of the programs that we have even beyond 4-H too. So some of our 4-Hers are getting involved in that, and we are really excited about rolling out our 4-H Green Jacket program. We've kind of in the works calling it the Green Team. So you may see some green polos around town at some of our events. FFA is known for their kind of professional official dress. Those corduroy jackets are really easy to recognize. So we're trying to kind of get some momentum behind 4-H having an official dress. And I sound like a broken record, but we've got a volunteer that is helping lead that as well. And we're just really excited for all the things happening and all the things to come in 4-H.
Well, 4-H has always been a good program. And like I talked with Lexi earlier, I mentioned archery. So you're actually doing the archery this year.
We are. So we started a couple weeks ago. We did have some changes in our volunteer team, so kind of limited the number of kids a little bit, but that's worked out really well. The kids that are there are really getting that serious kind of one-on-one attention sometimes, really sharpening their skills, and it's a good program. And I was there helping one of our new archers. She had never shot a bow before, and they go about 4 times in each practice, and on her last flight of arrows, she hit the target, and she got so excited, and you know, that's what you do it for, those moments and those connections with the kids.
Boy, that is a wonderful thing. Now, you go through all the schools, and it was 4 through 12, mm-hmm. and Lexi mentioned that. How does someone that's homeschooled, there might be somebody out there, they've got a child, and they're homeschooling them, and they don't realize they can get involved in this. How do they get involved, and who do they contact?
So you can contact the Extension Office, can contact me specifically if you'd like. My email is rpetty@utk.edu, or you can give our office a call, 615-735-2900. We do have a really active 4-H homeschool group here in Smith County. Some of our 4-Hers that do everything across the board are homeschool 4-Hers. They find that a really good way to get plugged in with other families. So there's a social component to it, of course. And then they are able to really kind of chase after that 4-H project work, sometimes in unique ways. Not that our public school students can't do, but is a little more accessible. You know, if they're doing livestock projects and are out there, you know, on the farm every day, kind of using that 4-H work to supplement their schoolwork and all of the other things that they're doing as part of their homeschool curriculum. But our group meets once a month at the Smith County Ag Center. Typically, it's the last Tuesday of the month. That can change sometimes depending on availability and our schedules. So always give us a call if you want to get plugged into that homeschool group. We've got between 30 and 40 families that participate, so it really is a big group, and that's one of my favorite groups to work with as well.
Thank you for your dedication and for being involved in our county.
Well, thank you, Bill.
First off, I want to say thank you for allowing us to come to the spot. And I love the sign and the mural in the back.
Welcome to
but,
the spot.
But introduce yourself. Tell them who you are, who you're obviously with.
I am Barbara Knappel, and we are here with Youth and Family Resource Network. And the kids call us The Spot, as you can see on the sign. And we do lots of things for youth and families here. Mostly we have fun, but but we learn a lot, too.
Well, and your program is community-based, but it's also you do some help with the court system. And you might want to go through and just kind of give a overview of how you're tied into a lot of things with The Spot.
Yeah. We have over 20 years of experience in prevention education, in teaching social-emotional learning, in supporting families. So through that, we've just built a network, and that was our goal here, kind of a safety net for kids or families that might otherwise fall through the cracks. So, I'm on the recovery court team. So we help with folks that are struggling with addiction and want to be in recovery. So really what we do is through the week after school, we have an after school program for middle and high school students. And they can come in and have a meal and have some mentoring and do some fun things, some really healthy things, helping them to make healthy decisions. Because in my work in the field of addiction and recovery, we really believe that prevention is the best tool that we have with young people. And so we do that through the week. And then on the weekends, we support those families and those in recovery with sponsoring some recovery programs here at The Spot. But we also are connected to and supported by the juvenile court system and the school system here. So it is a wonderful network. And then partnerships with our faith-based programs that they help support us, because everything we do for young people and for families is free.
Yeah, well, and I know I've attended several different functions here at The Spot, and I think it's wonderful that you have this building that you guys do. And
We're very blessed with this building.
And I know we didn't particularly come to talk about the music program, but you have a wonderful music program here absolutely is free to anybody.
It is free to anybody, yes. We want to help kids find their spark, the things that they're good at, and we think that's the best prevention tool. So we offer some art and definitely a lot of music. So we have some that come and you learn to play the guitar. We have somebody that teaches drums. Of course, Don Knappel teaches keyboard. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for these kids to find the gifts that they have.
Well, and also, you know, like we have our youth leadership program that, and you came here just this last month. You allowed us to come here, and we brought the kids in, and it was amazing. I was sitting over there to the side, and they were playing a game that I'm not sure I could have played. It was so complex, but they seemed to be having a lot of fun.
They had a lot of fun.
And really doing well with it. Yeah. I noticed you set out of that game, too. Now, I don't know if that it had anything to do with it, but it was really complex what they were doing, but they knew exactly what was going on, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were laughing and talking, and I think that's what's essential.
Yeah, it breaks down some walls.
They're learning, and they're learning each other. And
social skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also enjoy every year getting to take that new youth leadership group to New Frontiers for a retreat, kind of a team building retreat. So it's hard to say all the things that we do because we've been working in the community so much, but so many years, but we couldn't do it without the community partners that we have.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that a lot of people are invested in this program, and a lot of people really want to see it continue. And hey, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I think you guys do a wonderful job here. And our kids would be lesser if it wasn't for what you and Don do. And we need to mention Don. Don Knappel is an integral part of what goes on
He
here.
Really is an integral part of what
and
happens
he's been
here.
Known to sing and play the piano one time or another.
So he
does a wonderful job. Is there any particular program or something that you'd like to mention? You said you have after school here. You might want to go through the schedule on that, because I'm sure there's somebody out there, maybe they've got a child that doesn't know about this program.
Yeah. We do go into the schools and share that information a lot, but absolutely, it is open to any middle school or high school student in the community and in the county. The Monday night schedule is high school students come after school, and we have a meal, and we have a life skills lesson, and then we go to the gym at the Methodist Church. We've been going there for about 20 years mm-hmm. on Mondays, and we take the kids there for exercise and fun. And then on Wednesday, we do pretty much the same program with middle school students, 5th grade to 8th grade. And then on Thursday is our partnership with Juvenile Court, where we bring in students that just need a little bit of extra help to get on track, stay on track. And our goal with that is we prevent these young people from becoming adult offenders. So just giving them the support they need, the skills they need to reach their goals.
Yeah, well, and I can't say enough about how wonderful it is that kids have this available to them. And, you know, we mentioned, you said that you announced it in the schools, and we know that kids always go home and tell their parents yeah. what's going on, right?
Yes, and we have a couple of events coming up. We do have on March 16th, Monday after school, the kids can come here, and we're all going to go out to the Smith County Event Center, and we're going to skate, play games, have karaoke, of course, have food. You have to have mm-hmm. food, right?
I always got to have food, yeah.
And then one other program I'd like to mention that we've recently added, maybe in the last 6 or 8 months, we have some wonderful local family counselors, and they are doing free monthly workshops for families with struggling with emotional issues coming from trauma, relationships, whatever it is. They're doing a free lunch. And so that's coming up on March 14th, Saturday, March 14th. We'll be here, and anybody that wants to come, it's free, and we'll have lunch, and just it's real laid back and casual, and we'll just learn and grow together. So those are the two things that we have coming up pretty quick. But we'll have that workshop every month with different local mental health providers, which is wonderful because that's kind of our foundation here is strengthening mental health because it goes right along with addiction. And if we're going to have prevention of substance use disorder, then we want to add in that mental health piece. So we're able to do that now, again, with the network of partners that we have.
Well, that is a wonderful thing. I know when I was a teenager growing up, I did not realize what I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
did not realize some of the emotional things that I was going through. And I did not realize how bad some of my decisions were at the time. And I think it's good when you have somebody that you can go to and talk to them about that, because I know when I was growing up, you saw some kids, you know, they went down a dark path.
Yeah.
And maybe if there had been a safety net there for them, they might not have been able to.
I do have adults do tell me that a lot. A gentleman this morning that I was talking to, and he's in recovery, and he said, if only I'd had something like the spot where I could have come to and maybe ask for help. And that's what we really promote here. We all struggle. We all need help sometimes. Really important to be brave enough to ask for help.
My grandfather had this saying, and he said it enough that I remember it because he's been gone a long time, but he used to say, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. But in the case of a teenager, if you get them in the room and you mm-hmm. say it enough, yeah. you can get it across to them.
Well,
I think.
And if they know you care about them too, you kind of earn the right to be heard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's true.
And that's what our mentors here do.
Well, and then the other old adage I remember them saying is, I've heard others come in about this. Yeah, my dad or my mom, I thought they were the not very bright people, and once I got about 20, I realized that probably they were way smarter than I ever realized.
We all wish we'd listened to
them. I think we all go through that growth period, so to speak.
I think so, too. But we're very privileged and honored to serve the families here in the community and appreciate the Chamber as a partner.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
The Town of Carthage as a partner.
Yeah, you've got a lot of folks that it takes us all together. Okay, if they want to know more about the spot, I'm sure you have a Facebook page and other ways to contact.
We are on Facebook, The Spot in Carthage, and we also have a website, youthandfamilyresources.org.
Okay.
Or stop by in the afternoon. We usually have some pretty good food.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place. It's just right off of Main Street here.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the wall has a mural that says The Spot on it.
It does not at the moment, but
it does
we're
not
hoping.
At the moment. Okay. It one time did have that, but I guess it got painted. So anyway.
Also, let me just give times for our recovery meetings, too. So AA meets here on Friday evening at 6:30. AA meets here again on Saturday at 5 p.m. and NA meets here on Sunday at 5 p.m. And those are open meetings, and they've been going on long-term. They're great folks in long-term recovery that just want to see other people recover.
Well, and since you mentioned that, I had forgotten to mention that or ask about that. But also you have the music program if they want to get involved, if you play something.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This room's full of instruments that we love to send home with kids. And
yeah.
And we've had so many. Don's been retired, I guess, about 10 years now. So he's been sharing his gift of music and lots of other individuals in that talented individuals in Smith County have come in to help.
And you do a collaboration with the museum, room back here. You also have events and things.
We can have events in there. We have a pool table. We have air hockey tables, lots of games. So, yeah, it's a great partnership with the museum. Yeah. We appreciate them. But thank you. Thank you, Bill.
You're very welcome. And thank you for doing what you do.
Thanks.
Well, we have a lot of public service entities that live here in Smith County, and one of them is Rotary. Melissa, tell them who you are and why you're here today.
Hi, I'm Melissa Abair. I'm a member of the Carthage Rotary Club. Actually, everyone you see here right now, we're members of the Carthage Rotary Club. Carthage Rotary Club's been around since, I believe, 1932 here in Carthage. So
20 years.
long time. It's a community service organization, and we wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the work we're doing.
Oh, and contrary to what you've been told, I was not a founding member, okay? All right. But anyway, we got some great stuff going on. You want to talk about that?
Certainly. One of the things that we wanted to let everyone know about is we worked with last year on a project with the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, and we've put in a storybook trail at the Carthage Park and where the dog park is. And if you don't know what a storybook trail is, it's a child's book that has been printed on signs, and each page of the book is put on a different sign, and it goes around a trail. The purpose is to get children outside so they get physical activity, moving from post to read the book, and to get them excited about reading.
Well, what level reading skill is this?
This is for early readers. It's for preschoolers up to first, second, third grade. It's early readers. It's an easy book. And we actually did something very unique here. We found a local author. So who has given us the rights to use his book. And the book is actually Ethan's Space Adventure. So it's all about science. And our purpose there is, one, get kids interested in science in addition to the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation goals of getting them outdoors with exercise and also getting them excited to read. So kind of a tri-level purpose that we have.
Well, and it's wonderful. Now, Cheryl and Larry Poole, I believe,
yes,
is involved in this, and they helped put this together. And I'm not sure what other organizations are involved, but I know Rotary was the main driving force behind this. The town of Carthage actually put the signs up.
The town of Carthage helped as well.
Yeah, yes. And so they put that together. And there's kind of a tie-in. You know, you might think, something like that, a kid around here would never do something like that, but that's not true because we actually had somebody tied to Smith County that actually is an astronaut. I think his name is Mr. Butch Wilmore.
Has relatives in Mount Juliet.
Okay, so this little story might inspire some kid to do that someday.
Exactly.
You never know what can happen with that. It was a grant that helped us do this?
Yes. We applied and received a grant from the state of Tennessee to help put this in. And so it's up. It's ready to go. People can come visit it now. There is one unique thing that we did with the help of the pools, the authors. There's a QR code on the signs. So if you bring your phone and do the QR code, there's actually animation that goes with the book that the kids can watch as well.
It's a great family area to get exercise and entertain the kids for a little while. So,
well, And it's a good use of that area. Many people wouldn't remember, and I'm bringing back bad memories, but that was a flood area at one time, and now it's been changed into a city park, which is a really good use of what that area is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else we – well, if you are community service-minded and you would like to get involved in projects like this or other things that will help the community, Rotary is a wonderful organization for doing that. And maybe you want to tell them when we meet and where we meet?
We meet at the crack of dawn on Tuesday mornings. We meet at 6:30 Tuesday mornings, so we can have our meeting and everyone can get on to work. Or on with their day's activities. We meet at the Chamber Tuesdays at 6:30. If you're interested or would like some more information, you can reach out to us on Facebook, Carthage Rotary Club, or you can leave a message at the Chamber and somebody will get back to you.
Okay. And is anything?
We have pancake breakfast coming up.
Oh, that's right. And I don't remember the date. Is it
May 8th and 9th.
May 8th and 9th.
We do two pancake breakfasts a year. The one in the spring, the benefits from that fund a scholarship for a Smith County High School student. The one in the fall is in Gordonsville, and it funds a scholarship for a student from Gordonsville High School. So this spring, I think I said March, May 8th and 9th, down near the Ag Center, we will be having our pancake breakfast.
Okay, and we've been doing this scholarship for the two schools for many, many years. And so when you buy a plate of pancakes, you're helping to, well, send some kid, actually I should say young adult, into their college. So if you want to get involved in Rotary, just let us know or come by the Chamber and we'll give you the information. It's a wonderful organization. Anything else?
Interact students. So we'll be taking some Interact students to youth leadership in the fall. So lots of great activities to get involved in.
Well, that's true. And there's an Interact club at both Gordonsville High School and Smith County High School, and they are very active in the school.
Yeah, we love partnering with them.
Okay, ladies, is there anything else? I think that's it. All right. Well, folks, if you want to know more about Rotary, you can contact any one of us or just ask another Rotarian. The Community Wellness Alliance has been around long enough that I actually get your name right now. It used to be the Drug Prevention Coalition, and they changed here not long ago. Why don't you introduce yourself and this gentleman right here and tell us what you guys do.
Absolutely. So my name is Caitlin Williamson, and I am a Youth Engagement Coordinator at Community Wellness Alliance, and this is...
My name is Preston James. I am this year's senior intern at Community Wellness Alliance.
And what we do is we interact with... kids in grades 7th through 12th grade at Gordonsville High School, and we are hoping to incorporate into Smith County High School. And our motto is to plant, grow, and thrive in our community, and we just want to be there for everybody. So.
Okay, well, you guys have a lot of programs, and you do things out in the community to get people engaged and everything. I think it's already passed, but you do something over at the walking track each year and get involved in that. But what's the main push for the Community Wellness Alliance, say, in Gordonsville High School?
Well, our main push is to get kids equipped with knowledge about what is going on with our community, with substance use, mental health, and all that kind of sort of stuff, so we are able to help our community the best way possible, and we just want to serve our community.
Okay, and at one time or another, you guys were involved in, like if somebody had spent pills that they didn't use or they couldn't use, there were drops that they could do, and I think there's still two of them here in Smith County, I believe.
I believe so, yes. And we actually do have a drug take-back day coming up. I believe it is April 23rd. Coming up, so just watch out for that around our social media page.
Okay, and you guys have done that everywhere. I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking one of the local retail stores you might have had a booth set up or something, but you usually do it at some open place, right?
Yes, I think the last time we did it at the Smith County Drug Pharmacy down the mm-hmm. road, so I think that's where mm-hmm. we did it last time.
Okay. All right. And, of course, it is not a requirement to be named Preston to work here, right?
Right.
But you have a lot of Preston London is not here with you today.
Yes. Unfortunately, he's in Knoxville doing other work stuff right now.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything coming up soon that you want to talk about?
Absolutely. Preston, you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So, on Tuesday, oh, gosh, I forgot what month it was. March 10th.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, March 10th, from 6 to 7:30, we will be doing our after-school coalition meeting for our Thrive Club members. And that is for Gordonsville High School, and eventually it will be for Smith County High School as well. And we'll be doing a mental health lesson there and talking about TTI that's coming up in June and TN Strong that's coming up in July. And then we have a blue and white meeting on Thursday, and that is for the last 30 minutes of school at Gordonsville High School. So we go and we talk to the kids at school that couldn't make it to the meeting on Tuesday. So those are two events we have coming up here soon, and I'll let you talk about Cleanup Day in April. Yeah.
So on April 25th, around 9:30, we're going to meet at the Community Wellness Alliance, which is at 611 Main Street North. And we're going to meet there, and we are going to walk up and down Main Street, and we're going to clean up and do trash and all that stuff for just a little while, just to serve our community and just make it look better. And then we're going to have a little bite to eat afterwards. So if you would like to join us, please meet us at 9:30 at the Community Wellness Alliance. And then we also have our Day of Hope coming up as a whole crew, I guess you could say. It is March 10th, and it's at Walmart from 11 to 1. And we are inviting churches and all that stuff. We're going to pray and just give people hope so they don't feel lost and everything.
Oh, well, that's wonderful to be uplifting. Mm-hmm. People need that in this day that we live in. Okay, and to get it straight, if they want to be involved over at Gordonsville, how do they find out about that? I know you announced it at school, I'm sure. How do they get in touch with you guys to find out if they don't have that access?
So we have a teacher sponsor over there. Her name is Miss Michelle McRae. And if you go to her, she will make sure that you have all the information about our upcoming meetings and all that stuff. And if they want to contact us, they can call Community Wellness Alliance at 615-588-1622, and we can answer that question for them anytime they want.
Okay. All right. 655, say it again.
615-588-1622.
Okay. If you need information about anything that's going on community wellness-wise, these guys can help you out. Guys, thanks for coming by.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
It's always good, the Smith County Chamber of Commerce, to have a member to come by and to just tell us kind of what they do. So, Woody, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell them who you're with first.
All right. My name is Michael Woody Woodard. I am the principal broker and owner of Mid 10 Realty here in Carthage, Tennessee. We have been in real estate for well over 15 years. Started with our license over 10 years ago, and have been in a couple of other brokerages, but decided to go out on our own as of January 1st.
Well, you guys, you said you went out on your own January 1st. Let's go back again. Where's your office at located right now?
So our office is located at 29 Dixon Springs Highway.
Okay, and that's what I used to call Brenda's.
Well, it was Brenda's. Then it was Michael and Hannah's. My wife and I owned and operated that. We bought that from Miss Brenda in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Owned and operated that business out of that building for about 5 years, right at 5 years. And from the effects of COVID and not having employees, we shut that down and ended up making it into a real estate business.
Yeah, well, I know when Brenda was there, I ate a lot of French fries and hamburgers, and then I did the same thing when Hannah
was,
and
you were
running it. So it was very good. But in the real estate business now, what type of real estate do you do? What's your range that you cover?
So we do just about any type of real estate that anybody would want to be involved with. We do land, we do residential, commercial, do auctions. Just about anything you can think of real estate wise, in investing. If you're interested in investing, we can help with that. We've got a lot of years and experience over the years in buying and flipping houses, buying land, building new constructions. A lot of knowledge, and it's kind of what we pride ourselves in. And I want my agents to pride themselves in is having that knowledge to be able to pass on to those people who might not have as much knowledge about it, but want to get into it.
Yeah, well, and you're a full broker, licensed broker now, so you have other agents that are working with you, is that right?
Yes, sir. We have myself and 8 other agents right now, and always looking for those who are, eager to learn and might think about wanting to get their real estate license. They definitely need to come have a conversation.
Okay, so that was going to be my question, is if somebody's interested in kind of learning about real estate, you'd be the one to come to, right?
Yes, at the office there at 29 Dick Springs Highway, I'm there, most of the day, every day. I also manage some rentals for a few folks around town, and I'm in the office to help my other agents with anything they need. So if anybody was interested in getting the real estate license, knowing what it takes to get the real estate license, what they do after they get them, I'm definitely there. I'm open book, as you know.
Well, and it's a course that you have to take. You actually have to take some tests and have to pass a licensure test, I think.
Yes, state of Tennessee requires you to have 90 hours before you can be licensed as a real estate agent. Once you've taken, it's three classes that are each 30 hours. And then after you've gotten those 90 hours, you also, after being licensed, after taking a state test, a state and national, actually, you pass those tests, you have to hang your license with a brokerage. And after that, you just got to do continuing education every 2 years. You got to have 16 hours of continuing education.
Okay. And of course, they have to be affiliated with a broker like yourself.
Yes,
for
they
a
have
period
to be supervised by a principal broker in a brokerage, and what we call hang their license with a broker.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you mentioned rental. If a person had a house or an apartment or a group of apartments and they wanted somebody to give them some advice about how to go about, you know, having that managed, it sounds like you'd be somebody they'd
come to. Yes, we can definitely help with that too. I currently manage roughly six rentals for three different individuals. And, you know, it varies. I can't give just a, you know, it's this percentage or whatever. It depends on the situation as to, you know, how I have to package it up, because sometimes it's got to make sense for both sides.
Well, exactly. And now we're not talking vacation rentals, though. We're talking about residential,
we're not talking
right?
about weekly. We're talking about the monthly rental, you know, year lease, month-to-month lease type rentals.
Yeah, because that's a whole other ball game.
It is a whole different ball game. And actually, the state of Tennessee, they're actually talking about legislation. And this is one of the things that I also pride myself on, is keeping up with the things in the state with real estate that go on. But they are trying to pass where we don't have to have an additional endorsement to be able to manage those weekly type rentals.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to have that different licensure or a different endorsement. And we're already affiliate brokers. We can already be able to do that. They just want to make it to where we don't have to.
Yeah. Well, and that'd be just another revenue stream for you. If
yes.
somebody, because a lot of people may have a house or an apartment or something that they want to, they don't use all the time, and they'd like to rent out on a temporary basis, but they can't rent it year round.
Yes.
So that would be a good thing.
And
for
oddly
to
enough,
to
our area and you know, with trying to push the economic development side of Carthage, which we sell real estate. Our company sells real estate all of Middle Tennessee, all of Tennessee. We'll go, you know, our agents will drive anywhere. But as far as our hometown here, you know, where we live, it's a growing thing to have homes or apartments that you can rent out weekly, because we have certain things coming along that, you know, might not want to stay in a hotel, and they can have a home. They can have several workers, like the pipeline that's coming through, you
mm-hmm.
know,
exactly.
They're looking for those types of places. They don't want to have to go to a hotel. They'd like to be able to have a kitchen and a, you know, a place that they can all hang out.
Yeah. Well, many years ago, I was running an underground mine construction company, and we went into Kentucky, and we had a long job that was going to last 3 months. And I was able to find a house very close by through a real estate agent.
Yep.
And we rented that for that period of time. And I had, I think it was six or eight guys in that. So there's a lot of times that you need help like that, because you go into an area and you don't know what's there. It takes
right.
someone like yourself to be able to help out.
And that's the right place to go.
And plus, if I've got something that I want to rent, you know, it's a whole lot easier for you to market that than it is for me to do that and work my job every day, too.
Yes, we have people call weekly. Do you have any rentals?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. typically most real estate companies – are not rental companies, you know, but
right.
people have found that a lot of real estate agents get into the rental business. So it's good to call the real estate companies and find out if they do have any rentals.
Okay. Well, if you don't care, look at those folks out there and tell them how they get in touch with you, Woody.
All right. So we're Mid-10 Realty out at 29 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, Tennessee. Our office number is 615-489-0048.
Woody, thanks for coming by. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show. We had a lot of information about the spot and a lot of other good information that we were giving to you. One thing I would like to tell you, and I look at my paper here, we've got on Saturday, March the 28th, at 2026 at 12 p.m., the Tons of Candy Easter Egg Hunt, and it's put on by the Gordonsville Events Committee. It's at the Ivy Agee Park. We hope you'll take your kids down there and do that. It's a big deal every year. They have, I honestly think they have a couple of, I know they have several hundred, maybe 1,000 kids come to do that, because Colby's always telling me it's a big event for them. So if you get a chance, March the 28th on Saturday at 12 p.m., the Ivy Agee Park, Tons of Candy with the Gordonsville Events Committee, and that's for Easter. So, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show. Go and visit some of our businesses in Smith County and let them know that you saw the show, and let them know how you feel about them, because if they're in business in Smith County, they're helping pay our taxes and they're helping support us, and we really appreciate them. So, folks, may God bless you, and we'll see you next time.